This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Ronald I. Baker, R-O-N-A-L-D, middle initial I, last name B-A-R-K-E-R. Date of birth 07/06/1946. Date of appointment 5/13/2025. Requesting physician Ritonell, R-I-T-A-O-N-E-I-L-L, N-P. Dear Ritonell, I have the pleasure of seeing Ronald Barker today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 78-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who is having dizziness. He has aortic valve replacement on January 27, 2025 in LS Hospital, ELLIS. Day after surgery, he developed dizziness. Since then, he is having waves of dizziness. In March, he was in the car and he was steering. One day he became nauseous, sometimes feels waves going through the head. He feels lightheadedness, he feels room is spinning, he feels about to fall and about to pass out. He was seen by cardiologist, had a heart monitor. Past medical history, syncope, severe dizziness, history of MI, atherosclerotic heart disease, non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, ischemic cardiomyopathy, chronic kidney disease, hyperlipidemia, benign prostatic hyperplasia, hypertension, CHF, carotid arterial disease, atrial fibrillation, past surgical history, AICD, CABG, stent, pacemaker, allergy, codeine, tetanus vaccine and toxoid, medication, apixaban 5 mg 2 times daily, aspirin 81 mg daily, vitamin D, azithromycin, furosemide, isosorbide mononitrate, metoprolol, multivitamin, nitroglycerin, rosuvastatin, tarazosin, valsartan, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, is retired, is married, live with his wife, have no children. Family history, mother deceased, father deceased, 4 sisters, 2 deceased, 1 with a stroke, 2 brother, both deceased, 1 was having heart problem and stroke. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, musculoskeletal, and genitourinary system. I found out that he is having lightheadedness, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 90/60, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm. Abdomen soft pulse on present next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. There is a right side, mild ptosis present. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tender reflex 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan. 78-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, presyncope. Number 2, dizziness. Number 3, rule out seizure. Number 4, rule out myasthenia gravis. Number 5, peripheral neuropathy. Number 6, gait ataxia. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the EEG and blood test, including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin, A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, vitamin D, CPK, aldolase, and my acetylcholine receptor antibodies. His presyncope can be due to the hypotension. I suggest to decrease the medicine which reduces the blood pressure. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.